Project Veritas strikes again. James O'Keefe, he's out there doing it again. Here's what happens. When you play dirty and you don't play by the rules, and you think it's okay to play fast and loose, well, sometimes you get caught. Such is the case of a director at CNN bragging about how he joined the network just because he wanted to be the guy that helped spread propaganda to get rid of Donald Trump. Oh, and by the way, their next target is climate change. More propaganda on climate change. That's the goal of CNN. So says one of their directors, one of the people inside there every day. It's bite number three. Enjoy the truth for a moment. Here it is.
Look what we did. We got Trump back. I am 100% going to say it. And I 100% believe it, that if it wasn't for CNN, I don't know that Trump would have gotten voted out.
Our focus was to get Trump out of office, right? Without saying it, that's what it was, right? So our next thing is going to be for climate change awareness.
Do you think it's going to be just like a lot of like fear, like climate?
Yeah, fear sells. Fear sells.
No one ever says those things out loud, but it's obvious.
Fear sells. Fear sells. Nobody says those things out loud, but it's obvious. CNN was pushing propaganda, according to one of the guys that pushed the propaganda. Project Veritas striking again. Does it surprise you in any way? And the answer is no, not really. No, not really. A couple of things I want to get to this hour as we, you know, there's so many things on the desk every day. You have to figure out which ones you're going to clean up first. Let me go to the Guatemalan president, Alejandro Giamatté. Alejandro Giamatté, the president of Guatemala, he says, now bear with this because you got to hear this, and there's a translator involved, so bear with me on this. He said that President Biden's comments encouraged this breakdown at the U.S.-Mexican border because he told families, we'll take the kids. That's what people believe, that Joe Biden said, send the kids, we'll bring them in. And once the kids are in, chain migration brings in the rest of the family. The president of Guatemala is bite number six. Listen to what he has to say.
The president has been talking and speaking very compassionately about migration, certainly children migration. Do you believe the president's message of compassion about children coming to the United States is making the situation worse or is indirectly encouraging migrants to informally migrate to the U.S.?
I'm nobody to make a judgment here, but I believe in the first few weeks of the Biden administration, messages were confusing. There were compassionate messages that were understood by people in our country, especially the coyotes, to tell families, we'll take the children. The children can go in, and once the children are there, they will call their parents. And so those messages were confusing, not because of the way they were communicated, but because of the way they were translated here.
Bring the kids. We've got room for everybody. We've got video games and lots of food. Oh, and by the way, we've got these great nonprofit organizations in America cashing in by the tens of millions, billions of dollars, really, to take these children in. Not only are they encouraging it, they're cheerleading it. Bring them all. We're a religious organization. We encourage you to bring all the kids from everywhere in the world. As long as we get $200 a child per day, we'll take them all. Apparently, greed runs wild in some of these Christian charities. At least, that's the way it appears. What say you? Bethany Christian Services, I've got a phone line open for you anytime you want to talk about it and how much money you're making. Same goes for the Lutheran Social Services and the Catholic Social Services and the Star Commonwealth Social Services. Any one of you, you want to call me and tell me how it works? Because I'd love to have the conversation. Of course, you won't take my phone calls because you don't want people to know the truth that you are cashing in. Let's do some simple math, shall we? $200 per children, if you have 200 kids in your care, and you get $200 a piece per day, that's $40,000 a day. That's $12 million a month. Don't forget to carry the one. If you have 20,000 juveniles in custody at the U.S. border, and they all end up at one of these places getting $200 or $250 a day. It's not very long before you're in the tens of billions of dollars, money that could be used, say, to build a border wall or to look after American veterans that are homeless or look after American kids who don't have enough to eat today, who can't read and write because they're living out of the car. But you want to spend tens of billions of dollars of people that come here illegally? It's time you got your priorities straight. It's time you got your act together. Meanwhile, speaking of white people, as we did earlier on the program, and how evil they are, Jen Psaki knows how to reach white people to get them to get the vaccine. She knows how to get to white people, and here's what she had to say about it. It's bite number 7 from Jen Psaki, Little Red Lion Hood. Here she is.
What we found to be most effective is to work with these local organizations. So faith-based organizations, community health organizations, civic leaders, and others who can really get this message deeply in communities. We've also had a number of our members of our COVID team, from Dr. Fauci and Dr. Collins, participate, as an example, participate in a range of media interviews. You know, an example is Dr. Collins participated in the 700 Club. Dr. Nunez-Smith hosted a faith leaders roundtable. We're also looking for, we've run PSAs on the deadliest catch. We're engaged with NASCAR and Country Music TV. We're looking for a range of creative ways to get directly connected to white conservative communities. We won't always be the best messengers, but we're still trying to meet people where they are, but also empower local organizations. And just quick follow.
Tune up the banjo, boys. They're going to tell us to get the vaccine, especially if you watch NASCAR and listen to country music. I mean, really? We'll be right back.
In the den.
This is Matt Shepard for BetMGM. There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Use the promo code SHEPBET100 to receive free bets when you sign up now. New customer offers paid in free bets. Just download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code SHEPBET100 for free bets.
The Tigers and Astros finish up their three-game series tonight in Houston. It's simply game 12 of 162. And for most, it may not mean a lot. But it does for the Tigers' starting pitcher tonight, Michael Fulmer. Fulmer has dealt with elbow and knee injuries. He had to stomach a painful 2020 that limited him to 3 innings per start and basically rehabbing at the major league level. On top of that, he was asked to come out of the bullpen this year for the first time since high school. He gets his first start of the season tonight and will take the mound physically healthy and mentally strong. Fulmer is a good story, a feel-good story. It's got a chance to get even better tonight if he can go deep into the game and win another one for the Tigers.